Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin the 16th week of the 2021 legislative session, bills are beginning to cross the finish line. Last week, Governor Gianforte signed House Bill 218 and House Bill 349 into law, both designed to protect free speech and the freedom of association on college campuses. House Bill 218 did away with so-called campus free speech zones, which typically require pre-registration and vetting of the subject matter. Once the speech is approved, the speaker is restricted to the designated free speech zone, which in our experience can be a 6x6 slab of concrete out behind the bleachers on the football practice field. The University of Montana and Montana State University were quick to point out that the law is not necessary because they don't have free speech zones. What they fail to mention is that they did have free speech zones and acceptable speech codes until they were challenged in a series of lawsuits. Another key piece of legislation set to become law is Senate Bill 215, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. This bill would require judges to use the highest standard of judicial review when trying religious freedom cases. The bill passed both houses of the legislature and was sent to the governor for his signature last week Tuesday. He has until this week Friday to either sign it or allow it to become law without his signature. We hope he signs it as a public statement upholding the importance of religious liberty. Two more bills have been returned from enrolling and are poised to be sent to the governor this week. Senate Bill 280 would reverse the administrative rule that inserted the meaningless word gender into Montana policy, a move the legislature has resisted for over two decades. The bill will also reinstall a higher bar for changing the sex on your birth certificate. In the past, it required a judge's order. Now it simply requires a signed affidavit and no physical changes whatsoever. This is what happens when bureaucrats with a political agenda are allowed to make law. Senate Bill 99 will also head to the governor this week. That bill will require schools to make their sex education curricula public, allowing parents to opt their children out of so-called comprehensive sex education if they so choose. It would also ban abortion providers like Planned Parenthood from teaching sex education classes in our public schools. This bill passed two previous sessions of the legislature, only to be vetoed by Democrat governors. We have a feeling that the outcome this time will be different. The big fight this week will be the final push to pass House Bill 112, the bill to ban male athletes from competing as females in women's sports. Opponents of the bill held a rally on the steps of the Capitol yesterday that was sparsely attended by 20 people, half of whom were lobbyists for the ACLU, the Montana Human Rights Network, and Montana Women Vote. The bill will be heard in conference committee today at noon to tighten up an amendment, then it's back to the House and Senate floor for a final vote. We hope to see it on the governor's desk by as early as next week. So far, similar bills have been passed in Idaho, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Kansas, West Virginia, and Tennessee. It also appears that versions of the bill will pass in North and South Dakota. At present, these bills are also working their way through 16 other state legislatures. The NC2A had threatened to boycott any state that protects women's sports, but as more and more states pass these bills, they appear to be backing off. The fact that opponents could only muster 20 people at their protest is proof that Montanans want this bill as well. With a short time remaining in the session, things are moving fast and we'll be here until the final gavel to keep you up to date and informed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.